Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, joined by a man I literally look up to on our radio broadcast, my partner for 98.5, the Sports Hub and the Patriots Radio Network, none other than former Patriots quarterback Scott Zolak. And so tonight we saw the longtime Patriots quarterback about to begin his 16th season start the preseason opener against the Packers, a surprise to many.
It's preseason football. I think there's going to be too much overanalysis. We've been salivating for football, and I think that's part of the problem, where we've had 7 or 8 months of other things that we've talked about outside the game of football, which shouldn't be talked about. We just can't wait for football. We want to get out there and see Tom Brady go 7-9, 2 touchdowns, then get him out of the game. That didn't happen. 23 guys held out of this football game tonight. Not a lot of rhythm on both sides of the football. Very vanilla on defense. Part of the problem, I think, coming off a defending championship season, there aren't a lot of roster spots open, up for grabs, so to speak. But you could make this football team. You look at a guy like Jonas Gray tonight. Yeah, just give him the ball. Guy makes plays. That guy's going to have a roster spot if he continues to do that.
We'll get to Gray momentarily. But speaking of Tom Brady, only a couple of series and really given very poor field position to start. Mm-hmm. Then Jimmy Garoppolo took over. The education of the second-year quarterback continued.
Yeah, and I think it's the process of being under fire. And you're not going to get better by standing there and just absorbing and watching Tom Brady all the time and going through meetings all the time. It's a hard thing to do to be a backup because you don't get those reps. You don't get these game reps, but they're invaluable to him. He'll learn from this tonight.
You mentioned Jonas Gray. It's banged up backfield, but Gray had a 55-yard touchdown run, a two-point run. Good night for him. Also a good night in many respects for James White, who's trying to win that third down back job and succeed Shane Vereen in that capacity.
It's a good point you bring up James White. It's a guy we haven't seen out in space get many opportunities. You know, it's kind of spotty here or there. But we really saw what he can do, making guys miss. And I think you earn spots on football teams when you get out in open space, making that first guy miss, and he did that tonight.
Finally, defensively, we saw Malcolm Butler be Malcolm Butler throughout his series on the field. Good night for him. Who else on defense impressed you against Aaron Rodgers in particular in the first-team offense of the Packers?
Well, I thought Freeney, you know, who's been getting a lot of run due to the situation with Mayo and Hightower coming off the injury, has been getting a lot of practice work, looked good out there tonight. I think he had 9 tackles at the end of the first half. But just being aware of some of the passing downs, and I thought they got a good push up front with Chandler Jones early in the game. Chandler Jones, if he can be that guy where you can lean on him early in games, you could get pressure with just your front three or four, and you don't have to bring backers or safeties. You know, sky's the limit for a guy like Chandler Jones. He's got all the talent in the world.
Scott Zolak, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.